The largest assembly of US forces in the Middle East that we've seen in years. You have two aircraft carrier strike groups, more than 100 cargo planes, refueling tankers, fighter jets, multiple bases, and we think something in the region of 35,000 US troops across the Middle East. Now, the president has said repeatedly that he prefers a diplomatic solution, but now he also says he is considering a limited strike to try to force Iran into making a nuclear deal. Frankly, it remains an open question how successful that would be. Iran is insistent that it wants a negotiated solution, but while saying it's prepared for peace, it's also stressing it's ready for war. Iran warning that if it's attacked, it'll respond decisively, and that all bases, facilities and assets of what it calls hostile forces, in other words, the United States, will be legitimate targets. The president's given the regime less than 2 weeks to come back with proposals on curbing its nuclear program, ballistic missiles and support for proxy militant groups. So far, there's no indication that Iran is going to agree, certainly to all of that. And if it doesn't, then the ball is in Trump's court. He certainly has the firepower to launch an attack. But to what end? What's been missing in all this build-up is a clear explanation of what the president wants to achieve.